Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. Greetings, beloved, in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I welcome you in this broadcast where we are praying. Today we're going to be praying for the 1st of July. We are praying for the roaring in the street evangelism. We are praying that the Lord will move in our midst. We are praying and pushing in for the will and the purpose of God to be done as we minister on the 1st of July. I welcome you, Minister Tanisha. Welcome, woman of God. I welcome you, Elder Latasha Jones. You are welcome in this time of prayer, Minister of God. Can we just, as we start our prayer, can we just begin to lift the name of the Lord? Can we just begin to exalt His name? Can we just begin to magnify His name above all other gods? Father, we exalt You, O God. We extol Thee as our King. Even this day, Almighty God, we decree that You are seated upon the throne, that You rule and that You reign. O Lord, there is no other God besides You. There is no other King like You. You are the King of all kings. You are the Lord of all lords. You are the great I am. You are the I am that I am. You are the one who's mighty and powerful. You are the one who's victorious. You are the Ancient of Days. You never change. You remain the same God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Father, this morning we call unto Your name. We call unto Your name. For You said Your name is a strong tower. The righteous, they run and they are safer. Oh, mighty God, we call on You this morning. We exalt You, we lift You up above every principality, above all rulers and dominion of the dark evil world. We declare that You are the King. You are the one who reigns in our territories, in our nations. We declare the Lordship of Jesus. We declare You Lord, O Jesus. We declare You King above all kings. We declare You Master. We declare You Savior. Oh God, You are lifted up. Alabasoda. Hidabasuda yabati talabasuta. Ikalamande biatukurubusita. Rimandelelelelele sita. Rimontukudabasudede sita. Oh, we lift Your name on high. We lift You up, O God. We extol Thee, O King. We lift You up. We lift You in our territories. We lift You in our families. We lift You over social media. We lift You up in the airways. We lift You up, Almighty God. We say You are the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. O God, every battle of the airways, we yield it to You, to the mighty warrior, the man of war. You are mighty in every battle, Almighty God, in the realm of the spirit, we yield it to You, for You are the man of war. You are the mighty warrior, Almighty God. Rabasu kalamante, lebesi kalamante. Mantos in Dalabatu Canadesa, in Taya Mandea, so Rubaya, Tekida, Suda, Bayada, Suda, Ika, Retekida, Basuta, Bayede, Rimomomo Santo, Manteki, Momomo Santo. Mantelebesi kalamante. You are the Lord. You are the King. You are mighty. You are victorious. You are excellent. You are glorious. King of glory. Ancient of days. The mighty one. The excellent one. The one who never lost a battle. The one who never lost a case. You are the lawyer in the courtroom. Rabakasi. The lawyer in the courtroom, the one who won.
wars and battles for us. Lama Kalaba Santa, we're not on our own, but we come in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of Jesus. We don't come on our own. Leba Kulamante Leba Santa, Rabasuka Lamante Lebo Santa, Rabasente Lebebeki Amanto, Rubala Mande, Rebelebeki Anta, Lama Kolomonto Bosoto, Rimamante Lebebe Sita. Mintolobo kusianta libasuka lamante imando prokosonto ibalamande beriaba kosanta idaba baba basi amande bebe sende idaba We command the gates of social media to be lifted up. We command the gates of our territories. We command the gates of our nations. We command the gates of Facebook. We command the gates of social media to be lifted up for the King of Glory to come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Come in, O King of Glory, over the gates of our cities. Come in, O King of Glory, over the gates of our nation. Come and take your place. Come and rule and reign. Come and dominate. Come and have your way over the gates of the airways. Even in this time of prayer, Labasuka Lamante, Lebalabadulabasante, Ribatata Kayamande, Ribado Kusabata Yanamando, Unama Nanana Sinama Noko, Unama Nekiana Nanasana, Imando Labasanda. Let souls be saved, even through these lives. Let souls be saved, even through these lives. Mandolo Bokusanta. Let this be an opportunity for you, O King of Glory, to bring your people back to you, to return the hearts of your people back to you, O God. Ribako yamandelesa, ribababa sukandesa, rabaya kandele besindaya, indele bosaya, adaba rukada basondo, uraba ayade ikada suda, ide yere. Kidene yitamantu kuraba siteye busuta yeke mandosa nandeli bokuraba kosanta ya Mandele bokusi abakande bebe sente. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61. Again, we just go to the book of Isaiah chapter 61. From verse 1, it reads as follows. The title says, The Good News of Salvation. Isaiah 61 says, The Spirit of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them back, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. So I want us to pray this day. I want us to pray
that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. There's one thing that the Lord has highlighted to me this day, that, you know, we know that God always anoints us for a purpose. He always anoints us for an assignment. The Lord always anoints us for a work that He wants us to do. But today it was just, you know, highlighted in my spirit that there is a great outpouring coming for those who will go to evangelize. There's a great outpouring of His Spirit for those who are going out to the streets, for those who are going out to win the lost, for those who are coming out of the four walls of the church, for those who are going out, to those who are captive, to those who are blind, to those who are broken, to those who are sick, to those who are suicidal, to those who are prostitutes, to those who are, you know, to those who are bound by the enemy, to those who are captives of the enemy. The Lord said there is a great outpouring for those who are going out to the streets, which means that God is pouring out His Spirit to those who are having a heart for souls. God is pouring out His Spirit for those, to those who are ready to win souls for Him, who have, you know, who are adhering to the call of the Great Commission of go ye there out and preach the good news of the gospel and let the people of God be saved. So I want us to pray that as we are about to go out, to all those who are ministering in the streets, whether it be dancers, whether it be those who are counselors, whether it be those who are intercessors, whether it be those who are in the evangelistic teams, who are going to be ministering to people one-on-one, two by two, two-on-one. And therefore, I want us to pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon us, that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon us, that the Lord will pour His Spirit upon us, that the Lord will anoint our mouth, that the Lord will anoint us for this work. The word of the Lord says in verse 1, chapter 61 of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There are people in the streets who are broken. Various forms of brokenness, spiritual brokenness, you know, physical brokenness, you know, emotional brokenness. So I want us to pray that as we go out to the streets, the Lord will anoint every minister, whether they'll be dancing or preaching, that the Lord will pour His Spirit upon everyone. I want you to mention your teams as you are preparing. We are praying for IDC teams. We are praying for the church teams that we are working with, those who are partners with us, even the NGOs that are partnering with us as we are going out to the streets. Let us pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon everyone of us, that the Lord will anoint us for this great work. Makalama Santo, Libababa Kasante, Lemantolobo Santa. Father, we pray, Maya Kato Dondo Sita, Ida Adila Ateya Katuda, Ita Aya Batika Duyala, Lidala Bateke Dedidili Sita, Ribata Ladoko Adeya Badoko. Odo ide ida hada hadeya ida masuya ida kalamasete lemaya libayoko lubateya ibaya adeye ide idasu ludududu sutu kuraba ite itolololo suta ramantu kuraba sutaya iyedede suta Taba ribu suta ye sita mantobo suta. Father, may you anoint the teams
that are going out on the 1st of July. May you anoint the teams that are going out on the 1st of July. Let your spirit be upon every one of the team members. Lord, we pray for unity among the teams. Lord, we pray that they would walk in one accord, that they will have one heart, that they will have one mind. Almighty God, we pray, oh Father, that the teams will walk in unity, that the teams, Almighty God, will be filled with your love. Fill the teams with your love. Let every team member be soaked with the love of God. Father, we pray for your love, the love of God. Oh, Father, to fill our hearts, that as we go out to the streets, we would walk in love, we will minister in love, we will be patient, we will be understanding, in the name of Jesus. For you said the love of God, Makakatala Baba Santa, Ola Mama Kasanta, the perfect love of God, it drives out all fear. Let the love of God begin to drive out fear on those who are ministering and those who will be ministered to, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said the love of God, it covers a multitude of sins, it covers a multitude of wrongs. Father, we therefore pray that, Lord God Almighty, the love of God will cover a multitude of sins in our streets, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we therefore pray, in the name of Jesus, that Father God, those that Father God are broken, that they will be mended, that they will be healed. Lord, we therefore pray, Lord God Almighty, that in the streets, the broken shall be healed. Oh God, those who are in bondage, they will be liberated. You said to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Lord, we pray, Almighty God, for deliverance. Deliverance to come in the streets as we go out to evangelize. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation of souls. We pray for restoration. We pray for healing to the broken souls, to the wounded souls. Lord God Almighty, we pray, oh Lokolobo Santa, that souls will be liberated from all captivity, that the prison gates will be, Father God, broken up, that people may escape from every form of prison, whether it be drug abuse, whether it be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, sexual immorality, lust, perversion. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, that Father God, in the name of Jesus, lebasu kalamante, limando boko sonto, rubasi kalamante, lemando boloko sonto, lebakasi amanta. Oh, Rabasuka Mamante Besente. Oh, we pray. Oh, Labaka Santa, Liboboko Santo. We proclaim liberty to the captives in our streets. We proclaim the opening of prison to those who are bound. Father, in America, in South Africa, in Asia, Almighty God, in Europe. Father, we pray in Australia, wherever we are gathered, oh God, that Father God, Lema Kasanta, deliverance will come. Lema Kasukalamata, that there shall be deliverance. For you said on this mountain, there shall be deliverance. Let the Boko Soto, let there be deliverance. Let deliverance come in our streets. Ribosutalamatea, Rita Bataya, Dada Suta. We proclaim deliverance. We decree deliverance. In our streets, we decree that there shall be deliverance. In our streets, in the name of Jesus, the prison gates will be opened and the captives will be able to escape from all the prisons that the enemy has locked people in. In the name of Jesus. Makasuka la mantele bosonto. Le babaka santa la baba baba santa. Le momo kosonto lo bobo bosonto. Father, we pray, even verse 2, we proclaim that on the 1st of July, it shall be the acceptable day of the Lord. That the 1st of July, 2023, as we are roaring in the street, it is the acceptable day of the Lord. It is the day of vengeance of our God. It is the day where God will comfort all who mourn. Father, we pray that you will comfort all those who mourn in our territories, in our streets. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim and we declare that this is the day where the Lord will console those who mourn in Zion, and he will give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh God, we pray, oh Father, that those who hear the word of the Lord, those who see us ministering in the dance, they will be impacted, they will be touched by God. Out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Oh Lamakasonto Lobobo Santa, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. On the 1st of July, rivers of living water shall flow out of our bellies. Libasu kalamante bebe sente. Those who mourn will be comforted. Those who mourn will be comforted. Those who mourn, Almighty God, they shall receive the comfort from the Lord. You will give them beauty for every ash. Oh God, people have been in ashes. Oh Father, but we decree and we declare that on the 1st of July, the Lord will restore beauty. Baka Santa, la baba ba Santa. One thing about salvation is that the Lord will restore beauty for ashes. Lema sukalamanta. As the souls are being saved, Lord, we proclaim a great restoration of beauty. Maka Santo, for every ash. Manta la boko Santo. Those who have been bound by alcohol, those who have been bound on drugs, those who are suicidal, restore beauty for ashes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The oil of joy for mourning, the oil of joy for mourning. Those who have been mourning, those who have been oppressed, they shall be liberated in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree that, Father God, you will put on them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. They will begin to praise God. They will begin to shabak the Lord. They will begin to worship God. They will forget about Almighty God, the things they've been carrying for years. The burdens will be lifted up. They will be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And we proclaim that these ones will be saved, and the Spirit of God will flow in their lives and push them forth. Almighty God, they will not struggle in their walk with God. They will not choose God and then backslide, but they will be forever, Almighty God, together in the name of Jesus, committed to the Lord. Father, we pray, oh Father, that by the mighty God, you will cause them, oh Father, to be your planting that you have planted for yourself, that you may get glory. Oh God, that you will save those who are selling drugs. Almighty God, that you will save those who are drug lords, who are drug queens. Almighty God, that you will change their lives around. Oh Father, we pray those, Almighty God, who are prostitutes, those, Almighty God, who own brothels, that Father, the brothels will be closed down. All those you are saving, oh God, it shall be for your glory. It shall be for your glory. Makasonto lobobo santo, lema kuyamante lebo santa, ribobobo santo. Oh Father, we pray for every soul won in this day, that Father, will you use them to reap rebuild the old runes, that you would use them, oh Father, to rebuild the old runes, that they will rise up, oh God, and raise up the former desolations in their families, in their lives, in their territories, in their workplaces. Father, we pray that these ones will be the oaks of righteousness. They will be peculiar people. They will be different people. They will not, Father God, be saved just, Father, for the sake of salvation, but they will do great exploits for the Lord. We pray, oh Father God, that these ones that are coming, Almighty God, they will be like the burning ones of God. They will burn with fire. They will be filled with your Spirit from the day that they accept the Lord. Oh God, labasuta labakayanta rimonto lobobobo santo ribobobobo santa. Let them become rebuilders in the nations. Let them become rebuilders in their cities, that they will repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. Lord, we pray, use these ones, equip these ones, anoint these ones as they give their lives to the Lord, that they become different people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray this. Oh God, we believe you for it. Lema sukalamante, lema kotondo bosonto, ribabakayandele bosonto. In the name of Jesus, ribato koyandele bosonto yo, rimande bebebe sente, rimondo boboko sonto. Oh Father, makayandele bosonto. And we go to the book of Acts chapter 18. The book of Acts chapter 18, from verse 24, it reads as follows: the ministry of Apollos. That is the title of that scripture. It says, now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of the Lord God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. I want us to pray that this generation, these people that are coming, these souls that are coming, they will be like Apollos. They will be like Apollos. But I also want us to pray that as we go out in the streets, as we go out to evangelize, every member of our teams will be like Apollos. Let us pray that we will be like Apollos as we go out in teams, as we go out to evangelize, that we will be like Apollos, that we will be eloquent. Apollos was an eloquent man. He was mighty in scriptures. That in this time, in these last few days, in these last 8 days that we are preparing for the 1st of July, that the Lord will cause us to be eloquent. That the Lord will cause us to be mighty in scriptures. That the Lord, you know, will cause us to be instructed in his way. That the Lord will cause us to be fervent in spirit. That we will speak and teach accurately the things of the Lord. That as we go out there, we will be eloquent. You know, that we will be mighty in the word of God, in the scriptures. That we will be instructed in the way of the Lord. That we will be fervent in spirit. That we will speak and teach accurately the things of the Lord.
You know, so let us pray that the Lord will cause us to be like Apollos. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Almighty God, that as we go out to the streets, that you will cause us, oh Father, to be like Apollos. That, Father God, we will be eloquent men and women of God. That we will be mighty in the scriptures. Oh Father, we pray that you will instruct us in the way of the Lord. That we'll be instructed by you, oh Father, what we ought to say and how we ought to say it. Oh God, Father, we pray that we will be fervent in spirit. That, Father God, you will cause, Almighty God, your people to be fervent in spirit. Lord, we pray, oh Father, that you will cause, Almighty God, that we will speak and teach the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, accurately. Lord, we pray, oh Father, that you will cause us to be like Apollos, every team member to be like Apollos, that we will speak boldly, that the members will speak boldly, Almighty God, in the synagogue, that as we go out to the streets, we will speak in boldness. For the Bible say, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon the Mama Kasonto, Alabako Sonto, Lobobo Sonto, they were given power to witness. Lord, they had the boldness to witness. Lord, we therefore pray that, Father God, you will cause, oh God, every team member to speak boldly in the streets, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. Almighty God, in verse 27, it says, and when he desired to cross to Acacia, the brethren wrote, exhorting to disciples to receive him. Lord, I want us to pray that every team member, every team in every city, in every town, in every village, in every neighborhood, will be received by the people. Let us pray that the people of God, as they bring the good news, will be received by the people. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Almighty God, that, Father, the teams will be received in their territories where they will be ministering, in their neighborhoods, in their streets. Lord, we therefore pray for a great reception, that they will all be received in the streets, in the name of Jesus, that they will be accepted, that, Father God, people will gladly receive the good news. Lord, we pray, work on the hearts of your people, oh God, in the streets, prepare their hearts, oh God, for salvation of souls, prepare their hearts, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask this, for we believe, Almighty God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and think of you, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from scriptures that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I want us to pray that after these people receive Christ, that there will be programs for discipleship, that these people will be discipled in the way of the Lord, that these people will find the right churches, that these people will find the right houses to worship, that these people will be properly aligned to the right house at the right time, that these people will go and be discipled by the Lord, that the Lord will disciple them. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Almighty God, for discipleship, that these people will be discipled of the Lord, that these people, oh Father, as they receive Christ, they'll be channeled to the right churches, they'll be aligned by you, oh God, to the right house where you predestined them to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we therefore pray, oh God, that they will go, oh God, to the right churches for the right kind of discipleship. We pray, oh Father, for discipleship, that they will receive discipleship, that they will be eager, oh God, to receive discipleship, that they will be eager, oh God, to go all the way out, Father God, to get discipleship in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you for this in Jesus' mighty name. And also let us go to the book of Acts chapter 19. from verse 11. Acts chapter 19 from verse 11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. My God, unusual miracles. Unusual miracles. Let us pray for unusual miracles on the 1st of July. Let that be a time where God will perform, a season, a day where God will perform unusual miracles. Let us pray that God will perform unusual miracles by our hands. The Bible says that God performed, he worked. God worked unusual miracles. Manta patoyo bosu deli bosuta. Rita paye dia tu kanabasita. Oh, shema ya talabaswa kate beri basuta. Rita mante kede suta. Rupaya mantoso. He worked unusual miracles through the hands of Paul. May God work unusual miracles through your hands as you go out to the streets on the 1st of July. May God work unusual miracle. Ask the Lord to work unusual miracle, unusual miracles by your hand as he did to Paul. May he also do through you. Lebasu kalamanta, rabasoto kodobo santa, Lord abasutaya. Lord, we pray for unusual miracles in our streets, oh God. We pray, perform unusual miracles, work unusual miracles by our hands, oh God. Oh Father, we pray that you would work miracles, signs, wonders in our streets, that you will heal your people, that you will restore your people, that you will let the captives go free, that there will be deliverance. Oh God, you said the diseases left their bodies, evil spirits went out of them. This speaks of deliverance. This speaks of the ministry of deliverance. Olama sokolobo santa. Let there be a ministry of deliverance in our streets. Manta boko santo, leboko santo, territorial deliverance. Deliverance of souls, deliverance of families. Lema sukanta baba santa. Lord, we pray. Oh kalaba santa, work unusual miracles. Manta basuta, ribabusu telebekiata, rita mantu baye ye sita. Unusual miracles. Lord, work unusual miracles in our streets, in King Williamstown, in Mthatha, in every town in South Africa that will be represented. Work unusual miracles in our streets, oh God. Unusual miracles. Olama kusante bebe sente ribobobobo kosonto. Unusual manto boso konto. Unusual mente lebe sinta. Unusual le reba kayanda. Idaba ya kande. Ubuntu kura basita yebebe sito rata mante basita ya suta. Unusual rabaso koto roboso toko. Unusual miracles. Lord, we pray for unusual miracles. Let unusual miracles accompany us as we go out to evangelize. Oh mama makasanta lebobo Bobo Santo, Hama Mama Kasanta. People need to see you, oh God. Father, we therefore pray that you would work unusual miracles. Limomo Kosanto, by your spirit, through us. Ribo Kosanto, we pray for faith to those who are ministering. We pray for faith, oh
God, that they would walk in the gift of faith. Ribobobo santo, bako santo, rubaba santa, ribobobobo santo, creative miracles. Let there be creative miracles. Limoso conto, rubaba simante, ribobo santo, arabaka santa, creative miracles. Ubaba kasanta, let there be creative miracles. Ha, sudaya, liboso, udabaya, idaka, idebeya, idobroko soto, idabala masanta. Himando boroboku santa, himando roboku santa, yeboboko santo, yeboboko santo. You worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, that even handkerchiefs and even aprons were brought from his body to the sicker. The diseases left those who had diseases, and evil spirits went out of them. Let evil spirits go out of people. On the 1st of July, let evil spirits go out of people. Lord, we pray for evil spirits to go out of people. Lomo santo, leba kayanta, rubaba santo, lebe tekende, lebo bo santo. Let evil spirits go out of people, oh God. Manto boko santo. Manto boboko santo, makata baba santa, ibabaka santa. Lord, we pray for great results even after this 1st of July. We pray for greater results. We pray for kingdom results. We pray for results, oh God, as you did, Father, in this time. Oh Lord God Almighty, in verse 13, it says, Acts 19, verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jews, Jewish exorcists, took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. So I want us to pray that even those who were religious, even those who had, you know, religion, but who had no encounter with God, let them begin to encounter God. Let them begin to see God, and let everyone begin to call on the name of the Lord in our streets, in our nations, in our territories, that all those who will hear us ministering and all those who will see us ministering in the dance, that they will begin, mantobo kosonto, to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Ribobo kosonto, e manta baba baba kasanta, e mama kasanta. Those who never believed, let them believe again. Those who were non-believers, let them begin to believe again. The Bible says here that even Jewish exorcists, they took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus, because they see that there were results when they called on the name of Jesus. And therefore, let us pray that even those who had religious spirits, those who were bound by religion, those who were in churches but they had no form of godliness, they will begin to call on the name of the Lord Jesus, that this will impact their lives, that they will see the results, Almighty God, of calling on the name of Jesus, and that they will also be saved, and that deliverance will come in our nations in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that there will be greater results on the 1st of July, even results that will follow thereafter, that people will begin to call on the name of the Lord, even those with religious spirits, even those who had, Father God, titles and names, Almighty God, that they had great names and great titles, but they had no form thereof of godliness, and Father, they had no relationship with you, that they will begin to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says those who call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Lord, we pray that all those in the streets, Father God, who will be, Father God, impacted, they will begin to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. That they will call, hey, that they will call on the name of the Lord. That they will call on the name of the Lord Jesus. And that they will be saved. Those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, they will be saved. Lord, we pray for those who will be in our streets to begin to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them see you at work. Let them see your signs and wonders in our midst, Lord. And let them begin to call on the name of Jesus, and they will be saved. They will call on the name of the Lord. Let them begin to see the name of the Lord at work in our streets, and cause them to also call on the name of the Lord. Lord, we therefore pray in the mighty name of Jesus, that Father God, they will call on the name of the Lord, and as they call on the name of the Lord, let them all be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus, and we believe, oh God, that Father, there will be a great harvest of souls. There'll be many fishes, there'll be plenty of fishes. Oh Father, Bakasonto Lobobo Sonto. There'll be plenty of fishes coming back to the kingdom. There'll be plenty of fishes. Rabasu kalamante, mentele bebebe sente, mandele boko sonto. Rimontolo bobo bobo bo sonto borobo kosonto. Lastly, I want us to pray that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I want you to touch your belly and begin to ask the Lord to let rivers of living water begin to flow out of your belly. Manta baba kasanta, Lord, I pray out of my belly, let rivers of living waters begin to flow. Ribaba kasanta, riboboko sonto, mantola boko sonto, ribobobobobobobobo sonto, ribobobobobobobo sonto, mantala baba 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 santa, manteke bebe bebe be sente. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, from verse 8, it says, then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live. So I want us to pray that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. And wherever these rivers are flowing, wherever these rivers are flowing, wherever these rivers are flowing, everything in those waters will begin to live. That people will begin to live. Everything that has died in their lives, it will begin to live. So I want us to pray that the living waters that are flowing out of our bellies will cause healing to the wounded souls, healing to those who have been crushed, to those who are in pain, to those who are hurt. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river go, will live, there will be very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. So I want us to pray that when the river begins to flow, it does not only bring healing, but whenever the river begins to flow, it also causes many fishes to come. It causes salvation to come to people. So I want us to pray that, Lord, let rivers of living waters begin to flow out of my belly, and as these rivers flow out of my belly, let them bring healing to your people. Let fishes come to your kingdom, to our territories. Let these rivers begin to flow not only to the souls of men, but let rivers begin to flow in our territories, in our towns, in our cities. Let us begin to pray that the rivers will begin to flow out of our bellies and will bring healing, will bring salvation, will bring very many great fishes to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close our time of prayer, Lord, we therefore pray that you said in your word, wherever the river flows, Almighty God, there will be healing. Wherever the river goes, there will be multitudes of fishes that, Father God, will come. Lord, we therefore pray for restoration, even in our marketplaces where we will be ministering. Father, we pray for restoration even in the marketplace, restoration of economy. Almighty God, we pray for restoration of souls of men and restoration of the souls of our territories, that our territories, Almighty God, will begin to see a shift in the economy. Lord, we pray wherever the river goes, Father, as we go out to the marketplace, even in King Williamstown, we pray, oh God, that the rivers that flow out of our bellies will bring healing in the territory, will bring healing in the souls of men, and that there will be a multitude of fishes, souls that are coming to be saved, and also a shift in our economy. Lord, in King Williamstown, we have seen a lot of poverty. Almighty God, we therefore pray that you will bring forth a shift, that we will shift from poverty to wealth, that, Father God, there will be no more oppression of poverty, but that the people of God will be liberated, that, Father God, there will be fruitfulness in the area of our economy. Lord, we therefore pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, Father, wherever this river goes, for we are going out, we are carrying the river of God, for we are going out to the streets and we are bringing the river of God, and wherever this river flows, there will be great fishes, there will be multitude of fishes, there'll be healing in our streets, there'll be healing of souls, there'll be healing in our territories. Father, we pray, oh God, for healing in our territories, for when our territories are healed, we shall also be healed. For you said in the book, Almighty God, of Jeremiah, that when they pray for the peace of their city, in its peace they will also have peace. Father, we therefore pray for the peace in our regions, for the peace in our nation. We pray for the peace in our nations, that let there be peace in our nations, let there be healing in our nations, oh God. And wherever, Father God, there is healing in our nations, because we live in those nations, we are under, Father God, the umbrella of those nations, we shall also automatically walk in healing. The people shall automatically walk in healing. Lord, we therefore pray for the rivers that bring healing to flow out of our bellies. Let rivers of healing waters flow out of our bellies and begin to heal the nations, and begin to heal the nations. Let the nations be healed wherever we step, oh God, the ground, in every ground we step into, in every territory we step into. Lord, we proclaim healing, we decree healing. Oh God, we decree healing, that we come with the rivers of living waters, the rivers that bring healing. Lord, we speak healing. healing. Oh God, great healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In verse number 10, it says, it shall be that the fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglia. There will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. Father, we pray that as we are Makasanta Labo Santa, that as we start this, Father God, evangelism, that revival will come in our streets, that revival will come in our territories, that we will break barriers, that we will break ground for others to come and follow and do likewise. Oh Makasanta Labo Bobo Santa, that Father, as we go out and to walk in the streets, that we will be doing prophetic declarations, that we will be doing prophetic acts, Father God, that many others will come, and Father God, we will open up the way for many others to come and win the loss for you in our streets and in our territories, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, for you said, oh God, there will be places for spreading their nets. Lord, we decree and we proclaim that wherever we are going to minister, wherever we are going to be dancing, we mark those places as places for spreading the nets for the gospel. Whatever that has been done in those places, before we come, it shall be nullified. Whether it was drug, whether it was human trafficking, whether it was alcohol abuse areas or sexual immoral areas, but when we tap there on that day of Father God, we declare it, those shall be places for spreading the net. Those shall be places for evangelism. Those shall be evangelism hotspots. Father, we announce it in the realm of the spirit that those places where we will be going, we decree that they shall be evangelistic hotspots, oh God. Those places will forever be places where the nets are being spread and fishes are being won in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree it in the name of Jesus. Whenever our footsteps, oh God, in those territories, in those spots, they will forever, oh God, be marked as evangelistic hotspots for the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makasonto lobobo sonto, and exceedingly many fishes will be found in those places in the name of Jesus. Mantalaboko sonto. In verse 11 it says, but its swamps and meshes will not be healed. They will be given over to souls. Verse 12, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. So I want us to pray as we close that in these places where we're gonna be going, where we will be standing, where we will be evangelizing, in those hotspots, in those evangelistic hotspots that we are marking for the Lord on the 1st of July, that day there will be fruitfulness, that there will be food, that the Lord will bring provision, that their leaves will be for medicine, that the Lord will begin to bring an economic shift, because in this place, in Ezekiel 47, there was no more hope in this place, in this river. This river was dried. This river had no flow. But whenever the Spirit of the Lord came, you know, there was fruitfulness again. So I want us to pray for fruitfulness in our territories. I want us to pray for fruitfulness in our economy. I want us to pray for the provision of God to come for his people in our territories, that our leaves trees will be for medicine, that our fruits will yield. You know, our trees will yield fruits in every season in their times. That means that everyone who will be there, they will be fruitful in their season. They will be fruitful in their time. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, that you will bring forth, oh God, an economic harvest. Even as much as we are getting, Father God, this harvest of souls, we pray, oh Father, for our territories, to there be a shift, oh God, in our economy, that we will see the result, oh God, that people will no longer be in poverty, but people will have great wealth in the name of Jesus, that there will be jobs, oh God. Father, we have a scarcity of jobs in our nation, in our territory, and therefore we pray that as from this 1st of July, that there will be a shift in the realm of the spirit, and that there will be jobs for the people, that people will no longer be surviving, Almighty God, Father God, with evil means, but that people will begin, oh God, to see the hand of God moving in their lives. Those that will be saved, Father, that they have no jobs, let them begin to have jobs, let them begin to have businesses, let them see creativity. Lord, we pray for greater creativity in our territories, Almighty God, creativity that will bring forth, Father God, abundance of wealth, oh God, for our territories, for our nations, in the name of Jesus, for our churches, oh God, that the churches will also be filled with people, Almighty God, that are not lacking, that are not in lack, so that this gospel can be financed. And Father God, we pray, oh my Father God, for more kingdom financiers to come out, oh God, into the streets, and Father God, to come into the house of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be no lack. Oh Father, we pray for financial provision, even as we go out to the streets. We pray, Father God, for financiers to come, Almighty God, to provide for the great work that you are doing on the 1st of July. Let there be no lack, Almighty God, whether be it sound, whether be it dancing equipment, whether be it gospel tracks, Lord, we pray for abundance of provision. Let there be no lack in this your work. We therefore, Father God, ask that you will send out kingdom financiers that will come and finance this work. Let us have sound, proper sound. Let us have, Father God, flags. Let us have all the equipment for dance, oh God. Let us have everything that we need on that day. Let there be no lack, whether be it uniform for the dancers. Lord, we pray for provision. Let it come from you, oh God. Send forth the financiers, oh God, to meet the needs of those who are in the teams, oh God, whether those who are making t-shirts, because there are others who are making t-shirts. We pray for supernatural provision. We pray for your favor to come upon every team member. Let there be favor, oh God. We pray for your favor. We pray for favor. We pray for favor. Favor, Almighty God, with men, and favor with God. Lord, as we go out on the streets, we pray, oh Father, that you will grant us favor. Favor with the people we're ministering to. Favor for finances, to finance this work. Lord, we pray for your supernatural provision. Let it come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask this, for we believe that it is so, that you have provided for us. You have done exceedingly abundantly above all we asked and think of you, according to your power that worketh in us. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive that supernatural provision, Apostle John. We receive that provision from the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shalom, beloved. See you tomorrow. There's another minister praying tomorrow on Friday. So let us keep the fire burning. Let us continue to press in our own altars. Begin to press in for
for the 1st of July, let there be great many fishes that will come to the kingdom, and let this become evangelistic hotspots. Let every place where we go begin to be marked by God as an evangelistic hotspot. Whenever people go there to evangelize, they will be received, they will be heard, and souls will come to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.